This text deals with the question of authority in several different ways. Authority has always and should always be questioned. There are many people in the country questioning the authority of our government over their intention to give people on benefits prepaid cards instead of cash. Our own government is questioning the European Court of Human Rights authority to interfere with our judicial systems. And we ourselves as a congregation have questioned and challenged authorities' ruling on some of our friends' asylum cases. This story, like the others Jesus tells, has hidden meanings contained within. But perhaps the meaning compared to some of his parables isn't quite as cryptic, because the chief priests and Pharisees knew that Jesus was questioning their authority. It tells us that they knew he was talking about them, and that they tried to arrest him but were afraid of the crowds who considered Jesus to be a prophet. The landowner had built a vineyard and rents off the land to the tenants. And when he sends his slaves to collect the harvest, the tenants of the land beat one slave and stone and killed another. The landowner then sends more slaves and they treated those in the same way. It was then decided that they would send his son, because surely the landowner's son would be respected. But instead of respecting the son, they murdered him. Jesus is foretelling his death at the hands of the chief priests and Pharisees. In this parable, the landowner is God, the vineyard his kingdom, and the tenants who had reacted violently to those collecting the harvest are the chief priests and Pharisees, who have given themselves the authority to rule the land away from the guidance of God, eventually murdering the son, Jesus. This parable served its purpose in the context of the time. It angered those in authority enough to want to arrest Jesus, but they couldn't because of Jesus' growing authority over the people. I wonder, though, if there is not another dimension to this story, and that is one told from the tenants' perspective. Jesus' story was clear at the time in regard to who the tenants were. But if we read this in a modern day perspective, then I think we can perhaps gain a different understanding. The landowner, we know, is not on the land. He's not working the land. He's built the land and rented it out and left on a trip. And his only dealings was to collect the harvest that the people had worked hard for. It doesn't say how much harvest he left for them. It doesn't mention how the landlord came to own the land. And it doesn't mention on whose authority they could rent the land out. Throughout history, there has always been conflict over land ownership. Warlords have thrown people off lands that have been in their families for generations. And if that person is lucky, they may give them a job back on their own land that may barely pay enough to sustain their family. Meanwhile, the warlords collect all the profits and the harvest of the land. So, in those circumstances, do we feel that the tenants have a right to question authority as well? We are seeing large groups of people questioning their governments and rulers all over the world. This week, we watch as the people of Hong Kong remain in the streets to try and ensure that China doesn't renege on its promise to leave Hong Kong independent. And in recent years, we've seen similar such uprisings in Egypt, Tunisia, and Ukraine. Where the population of the countries do not agree with the way that it's being governed, and so mass demonstrations have gathered so that they can try and exert their authority as the masses. Quite often in these situations, we feel a sense of injustice which drives us forward to question authority. And as Christians, we can struggle with God's authority. And sometimes God is silent, and so God's authority can seem questionable. Before I came here today as part of the chaplaincy placement for my college work, I was at the Children's Memorial Service, and we remarked earlier in the week about how the word God is not used in these circumstances as much as the word angels. And I think that is because you don't question an angel's authority. They are a comfort regardless. Whereas sometimes, when life is hard, we question God's authority And when we don't get an answer, we can just dismiss God and God's authority over the situation. So how then do we understand authority at times of injustice and pain? I think Paul goes some way to telling us this in his letter to the Philippians, which Jean-Francois will now read. When we see what is happening on the news, and when we think about the families of the hostages that are imprisoned and the ones that have been murdered recently by Islamic State, and when we look at the treatment of LGBT people around the world, I am sure that we feel a deep sense of injustice and pain, and we wonder how these things can happen. When Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians, he was in prison. He had suffered injustice and had been treated harshly by the authorities of the day. So Paul wrote this letter with a basis of experience and understanding. The language of this passage is all about loss. Whatever gains I have made, I come to regard them loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. Paul could easily have wanted to question God's authority, given the position that he found himself in. Instead, he goes on and regards them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. He goes further and urges the Philippians to forget what lies behind, straining toward what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. We are tenants in God's kingdom, and we will live with injustice and pain because we're human. God, when he sent his son as a human on this earth, clearly felt pain. He wept over Lazarus. He begged God to spare him. He turned over the tables in anger, and he died painfully on a cross. Both Jesus and Paul felt the things that we feel as humans, and they did not waver from the goal, despite all that they went through. So as Paul says, we must strain forward to what is ahead, keep our focus heavenward. It is fine to question authority, but by faith we must trust. Amen.